fake.
Fake or for real?
That's fake.
Real and spectacular.
Colin 99.9, Jesse Durante. In the morning, it is a Monday, and on Mondays, we play fake or for real. Jocelyn on the line at Canyon Lake. Caller number 9, you're our first contestant.
I'm so excited.
All right, Jocelyn, cool. And it could get you $50 for Stater Brothers Markets. Fresh, affordable, community first Stater Brothers Markets. All you have to do is guess whether or not what I'm telling you is fake or for real. If you guess correctly, you get into the drawing for the $50 gift card. And if you're the only one who gets yours right, you automatically win. Here we go. Cher, over the weekend, found out she is part of the 2024 class for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But how rock and roll is this? Before anybody ever knew who he was, Cher used to babysit Anthony Kiedis of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, lead singer of the Chili Peppers. Is that fake or for real?
I'm going to have to say that's for real. I, for some reason, I think I've heard that before or something about that rings a bell. So I think that's real.
That is real.
Yay! Good memory, Jocelyn!
And she was already famous. He wasn't. She was friends with his parents in Los Angeles. And from time to time, she had no problem babysitting Anthony Kiedis.
And he loved when his parents went out of town.
Exactly. He was more than happy
to
have Cher sing Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves to him while he was a kid.
Live
version.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, you
are
in the drawing, Jocelyn, so hold on the line. Hold on.
Woohoo!
Moving on to caller number 10. We have Mary on the line in Montclair. Good morning. Got to get yours right to get into the drawing as well.
Okay.
NBA playoffs going on right now. Go Lakers. Game 2 tonight against the Denver Nuggets. But let's go back in the day. Converse All-Stars, the shoes that we still see kids wearing to this day.
Yeah.
But they were made for basketball. Still, nobody has worn Converse All-Stars in the NBA for over 40 years. Is that fake or for real?
For real.
That's absolutely for real. You do not see.
No Chuck Taylors.
Oh, you don't see Converse All-Stars at the end. They're not very comfortable shoes.
They're very flat, right? The lack of support.
Lack of support. Just, yeah, not good basketball shoes.
I wore them to an amusement park once. Never again. My heels were killing me.
The last player to wear them in the NBA was this guy. He was a center for the Atlanta Hawks named Tree Rollins. Yes, that was his nickname because he was tall as a tree. 1980. Tree Rollins.
He
stopped wearing them after that. Anyway, you got it right, Mary. You're also in the drawing, so hold on the line. Hold on.
Thank you.
And moving on to caller number 11, we have Patrick on the line of Marina Valley. Got to get yours right to get into the drawing as well. Patrick, the first ever Stater Brothers Market was in Yucaipa. Is that fake or for real?
I will say that is for real.
That is for real, Patrick. You got it right.
Nice. Good job, Patrick.
All right.
That means all three of our listeners got theirs right this morning because all three were for real.
Uh-huh.
Switched it up a little bit, and everybody just went with it. Anyway, it's time for Lauren to throw a name in
air
and see who our winner is and who is it.
I folded it so tight. It looks like it's going to be caller number 9, Jocelyn in Canyon Lake.
I'm sorry, Patrick. Thanks for trying.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That means, Jocelyn, you won.
Yay! That's awesome.
We got a $50 gift card for you for Stater Brothers Markets. If you're looking to save on groceries, choose Stater Brothers. They've got their own family of brands. Same quality as the national brand, but at a much better price. Stater Brothers Markets. Fresh, affordable, community first, and their very first one was in Yucaipa.
Wow.
Straight out of Yucaipa. Stater Brothers Markets. Learned that today. And congratulations. Thanks so much for playing Faker for Real on Cola 99.9.
Thanks so much for letting me win. That was rad.